بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم احفظنا من الجبد والطاغوت والشياطين ومن الكذبة والدجالين آمين. I know some of you have seen me before, so just a quiet raise of hand. How many of you have been to this program before? Okay. Okay, hands down. How many of you were tired of the old presentation? Okay. Okay. Okay, inshallah. So, alhamdulillah, good news for those. Then I made some new slides for you guys. And then those who have not been here before, welcome, inshallah. It'll be a fun time, inshallah. So this presentation, presentation's beginning now. So the presentation today, inshallah, tonight, is about the history of Halloween. So we're going to talk about where Halloween comes from and how it got to where it is today. Quiet. If we can get some quiet, inshallah, we can't begin until there's quiet. Even if you've heard this before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind the believers, for indeed in reminders there is benefit. So even if you've heard this before, consider it a reminder for yourself. And in that, inshallah, you'll get some benefit. There's still a lot of guys talking on this side. Jazakallahu khairan. I appreciate that a lot. So like I said, inshallah, this will be a program on the history of Halloween. So we're going to talk about the paganism behind Halloween. Yes. Paganism, I'll explain if everyone can be quiet, inshallah. So paganism means people, it refers to the practice of worshiping many gods. So let me ask everyone a question. Are Muslims pagans or no? No. Why? Because how many gods do we worship? Right, we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I like your energy. Yes. I can't hear you. Paganism? I just explained it. It means worshiping many gods. So, what's it called? I'll explain it more, sure. So, Muslims are not pagans. Muslims, we worship only one God. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we don't worship multiple gods. We believe that worshiping multiple gods is shirk. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strongly damns those and curses those who do shirk. So, do Muslims, we don't want to do shirk, right? So do we want to be part of holidays that do shirk or no? No. No. Very good. Quieter answers, please. If anyone has any questions, they can ask those at the end of the presentation, inshallah. If everyone can be quiet, inshallah, I would really appreciate that. Okay. So where does the history of Halloween begin? The origins of Halloween began with two peoples. Number one, the Celts. Everyone say Celts. We just need simple answers, guys. So the origins of Halloween began with the Celts and they continue with the Romans. Everyone say Romans. Romans. Very good. So, for those who know your history, you know that usually history is divided into two stages, broad stages. We have BC and AD, or you can say BCE and CE, before the Common Era and the Common Era. So when we say, 2024 CE, we're talking about Common Era. And then when we say when we say 12,000 BC or BCE or 701 BC or BCE, we are talking about before CE. So the origins of Halloween begin with two civilizations. They begin with the Celts. We got it back, guys. We got it back. We begin with the Celts and we continue with the Romans. So we'll start with the Celts, the Celtics, and the religion of Samhain. Like I said, we'll have questions at the end. Guys, if people keep talking, we can't continue this presentation. So, now I know this looks like Samhain, but the way it's actually pronounced is Samhain. So this Samhain was a festival, and it literally translates to summer's end. Now, how many seasons do we have? We have four seasons, right? We have spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Now, but the ancient Celtics, they only believed in two seasons. They only believed in summer, which they called Beltane, and they believed in winter. And they believed that on winter solstice. So winter solstice is what they considered the first day of winter. So they considered the first night of winter, or winter eve, think about it, the night before winter. They considered that the end of summer and the beginning of winter. They considered that They considered that a sort of transitionary period from summer to winter. And they called the festival during that transition Samhain. Everyone say Samhain. Very good. So, now Samhain for them occurred on October 31st, and it continued until November 1st. So that's where the date of Halloween comes from. It comes from the date of the winter festival of the ancient pagan Celtics. Because the Celtics didn't just worship one god. Pagan means they worshipped many gods. So they had a lot. So they worshipped a lot of gods, and they, like I said, questions at the end, Hanif. So they had a lot of gods. And now, they believe that the transition from summer to winter was the time when the veil between the supernatural world and the natural world was the thinnest. So they believe that the Samhain festival, this night, was a sort of gateway where the demons and the spirits and the ghouls could come from the astral plane and come to the normal plane. So, what did they do? So, just from that aspect, is Samhain a innocent holiday of just celebration? No, because it believes in, because they're not just believing in just, oh, let's just have gratitude. Shh, my friend's on the side. Shh. So they're not only thinking about, okay, let's just do a festival for the heck of it. They're doing this festival, why? So that they can protect themselves from demons and ghosts and spirits. They believe that winter was an age of darkness and cold. Whereas actually Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And guys, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is said, I want everyone to be pin drop silence, because that's a name of great respect. So when his name is said, you remain silent. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he actually told us that winter is the spring of the believer. Because it's very easy to worship in the winter. But these pagans, they actually believe the opposite. They believe that winter was a time of cold and darkness. And they believed that there were these portals during this time. They believed that they called these places fairy mounds. And they believed that these portals were places where spirits and even gods could pass between realms. Do we believe that? No, because we don't believe in multiple gods being in different realms and stuff. That's not something we believe in. And they believe that there were these mythological creatures. They called them the people of the goddess Danu. And they believe that on Samhain night, which is October 31st, that they dwelled in these portals. And that they would come on Samhain night and come to the other realm. And they would cause mischief. They would cause havoc. And they would even kill people. So, what did they do? And not only that, they also believe that this was a night of phantoms and ghosts and omens and even transformations, where people, if the gods were displeased with them, the gods would transform them from normal humans to animals and spirits and stuff. So what did they do? They lit fires. And they lit fires to these gods. And when, let me ask you a question. Are fires and bonfires a big part of Halloween? Yes, campfires, bonfires, they're a very big part of Halloween. But they come not from something innocent like just lighting up the night. They come from the Samhain belief, the Celtic pagan practice of believing in gods and spirits that wreak havoc in the land. These fires, they believe symbolized purification, protection, and regeneration. Do we believe in any of that stuff? No. And they believed... So they believe that the sun god, their priests, who they call druids, the sun god was manifested through their druids, and those druids would light these fires. And through those fires, they could predict the future. They could appease the god. They could foresee the future. Do we believe in things like this? No. Like I said, questions at the end. So, and they believe that, okay, with this fire, we can talk to the gods. We can make them happy. We can tell who's going to get married today. We can tell all these different things. So they tried to predict the future using these fires, and we don't believe in any of that. And then after the festival was over, they would even take the central altar fire, and they would use it to, and they would take the ashes from that fire and rekindle their own fires in their own homes. Do we do any of these things?
No.
No. Sorry. We're going to go back for a second. So what did I say so far? I said that there's these portals. That the Samhain Celtic pagans, who were Mushrik Kafirs, they believed that there were these portals that opened and that gods and spirits could pass through them. That using these portals and these gods, you could predict the future. Once again, do we believe in any of these things?
No.
We do not believe in any of these things. Now, on top of that, they would use these nights to try and tell prophecies and to do storytelling. So they would tell each other about, okay, now this spirit came on this night. This spirit came and did this. This god came and did this. They would do dream incubation. They would try to control their dreams on this night. They would try to fortune tell. And they would even play games that were based on their belief in mythological gods. For example, anyone has ever heard of apple bobbing, where there's apples in a bucket and you try to get it with your teeth? So that's a popular game people play on Halloween. But that game used to be a divination ritual, meaning that they used to do it specifically so that they could tell if you can catch it, okay, now you'll be able to tell who you're going to get married to this year. You're going to be able to tell what's your future going to be for the next year until the next Samhain. Once again, do we believe in any of these things?
No.
On top of that, while foreseeing the future, on top of that, people would say, you know what? Let's dress up in costumes. Let's dress up in these different suits and whatnot to try and mimic these demons and these creatures so that we can, these gods, so that we can appease them so they won't hurt us. That's where the idea of wearing costumes for Halloween comes. It's not something that came up just naturally or innocently. The idea of wearing costumes for Halloween, it came from an idea of believing in gods and pagans. And when these people wore these costumes, they wore them with the belief that they could protect themselves from these gods and spirits. And question, what's one very big thing about Halloween? Candy, right? Yeah. Well, guess what? During these rituals, they would even put out food for these spirits, for these gods. And that's where the idea of getting candy comes from. Or putting out candy and putting out food comes from. It comes from this ancient pagan holiday of celebrating paganism and celebrating spirits and different gods by by putting out food and putting out candy. So, do we believe in gods and paganism and spirits and demons? No. So since we don't believe in those things and we don't believe in the Samhain festival, let me ask you a question. Should we be doing the things of the Samhain pagan festival?
No.
I need to hear a big no from everyone.
No.
Thank you. So if we're not so, and if you say yes, that's a very big aqidah problem. You should not say yes. So And since we shouldn't be doing these things, should we be wearing costumes on this day? Should we be going out and getting candy from houses?
No.
No. It might seem fun. Shh. It might seem fun, but the idea comes from paganism and pagan holidays. And as Muslims, are we pagans?
No.
No. We're Muslims. We worship only one God. We're monotheists. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, so the first aspect of Halloween comes from what? It comes from the Celtics, who were pagans and who worshipped many gods, and they worshipped spirits and demons. Now let's go to the second aspect. The second aspect comes from a Roman holiday. Now the Roman holidays, there were two of them. The first Roman holiday was called Pomona. For those who have been here for the past 3 years, I did not mention this in the past few years. So this is something you can pay attention to. So the Romans believed in a holiday called Pomona. They believed that during the autumn, specifically in October and November, there was a goddess named Pomona, and she was represented the apple. Once again, that's where apple bobbing comes from. It's a very big Halloween game. And they believed that she had a sacred grove near Ostia. Nowadays, Ostia is a city in Italy because Rome was in Italy. So they believe that this goddess named Pomona, she had a harvest festival just at the exact same time. On October 31st and November 1st, the exact same time as which holiday? The Celtic Samhain, which is the exact same time as Halloween today. So not only does Halloween have its roots in a Celtic pagan holiday, it also has its roots in a polytheist pagan Roman holiday. So from Ireland and the Celtics to the Romans in Italy, all of them had different ideas of an autumn festival which happened on October 31st, celebrating the goddess. And there was another Roman festival called Parentalia. Everyone say Parentalia.
Parentalia.
Thank you, Ibrahim. So there was a Parentalia, and this holiday... I can't continue until everyone is quiet. My voice hurts. So if you guys are quiet, it would help a lot for me as well. So Parentalia was another Roman holiday, and this was the Roman festival of the dead. The Romans believed that they could honor their deceased family ancestors, and this holiday didn't take place in October. It took place in February. But folklorists say that it was close enough to autumn and winter that it basically became looped in together with Pomona. So the Romans celebrated Pomona and they celebrated Parentalia. These ideas that, I see that there's no view, and they celebrated that there's these pagan holidays and that you can celebrate the dead and you can celebrate the goddesses. Let me ask you a big question. Is Halloween big on skeletons?
Yes.
Is Halloween big on ghosts and spirits and demons?
Yes.
Thank you. So, yes, shirk. So, not only in holiday is there a celebration of demon spirits and ghosts from Celtic holidays and celebration of gods and goddesses from Romans and Celtics, there's also a celebration of even celebrating the dead and pagan dead, because the Roman dead people were not awliya, they weren't saints. They were also pagans. So when there's skeletons and all that different stuff in Halloween, it's a celebration of the Roman pagan dead people. Now, what do the Romans and the Celtics have to do with the name Halloween? Next slide, here we come. This is where the Christians come in. Shh, thank you. Shh. So, the Christians had a holiday. So now, shh, this is important. This part is important. So the Christians used to worship their shuhada. So the Christians had their own idea of martyrs, people who die in their path of their religion. So they would celebrate their martyrs, and they would do that on May 13. But then, one day, one of their popes, Pope Gregory III, said, you know what? We might as well not just celebrate our martyrs, the people who die in our path. We might as well celebrate... They said, we might as well celebrate all of our saints. All the people who died in Christian religion, we might as well celebrate all of them. And guess what date they decided to make that religion? October 31st. And guess what they called it? All Hallows Eve. And they called November 1st, All Hallows Day. So what did they have? They called October 31st and November 1st, Hallowmas. The same way they say Christmas, they said Hallowmas. or they call it the hollow tide. So, already? Okay, I'll be done in like 2 minutes. So, they had this religion. So, and what did they do? What did I say they were doing? They were celebrating and worshiping their own Christian saints, their own Christian martyrs. So let me ask you a question. Do we care about Christian dead people?
No,
we don't. They're Christians. So when you celebrate Halloween, you're not only celebrating pagans. You're not only celebrating gods. You're not only celebrating goddesses. You're not only celebrating spirits. You're not only celebrating skeletons. You're not only celebrating ghosts. You're not only celebrating pagans and Christians coming together to worship their own peoples. You're not only celebrating druids. You're not only celebrating priests. You're celebrating all of that together. And as Muslims, do we care about any of that? This one's next. So, now, there's a jack-o'-lantern. Are pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns a big part of Halloween? They're probably one of the biggest parts out there. Well, guess what? The Irish believe that jack-o'-lanterns come from little glowy ghosts they called will-o'-wisps, or they called the ignis fatuus. And they believed that these will-o'-wisps were lights of dead souls who were in between the living and the dead. So they were undead. And they believed that one of them was a person named Jack who couldn't enter heaven or hell. So then they made these pumpkins to signify that, okay, there's this Jack, and the face signifies Jack, and the glow inside represents him being unable to cross to the dead. Number one, do we believe in this Jack person?
No.
Do we believe that dead people can't go to the dead life? No, we believe that a person's soul, whether they're a disbeliever or a believer, is taken, they immediately go to the afterworld. So we don't believe in this. And another Christian telling says that Jack met the devil and he had a lantern. So the pumpkin represents the lantern, the face represents Jack, and the light inside represents Satan or the devil. Obviously we believe in Shaitan, but do we believe in this story that happened with that? And let me ask you a question. Even if that story did happen, do we really want to be celebrating a story of meeting the devil on our windowsills and in our front porches?
No.
Of course not. So that's where the idea of jack-o'-lantern comes. So we have costumes coming from a pagan holiday. We have skeletons coming from a pagan holiday. We have ghosts, spirits, and demons coming from a pagan holiday. We have jack-o'-lanterns coming from a Christian tale of the devil or an Irish pagan concept, which we don't believe in at all. And we have leaving food out coming from a pagan holiday. Have I covered everything from Halloween? I feel like I have. What? So now there's only one perspective left, and that's the Islamic perspective. So what's the Islamic perspective on these things? Shh. I want everyone to pay attention to remember what I said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I talk about him, I want silence. Because it's not about me now, it's about the Prophet, okay? So I'm talking about him, this is an earnest request for myself. I really need quiet from you guys when I'm talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thank you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, Khaliful mushrikeen, go against the polytheists and the pagans. So if we celebrate holiday, we're not listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But do we want to listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Obviously we do. That's why we don't celebrate holidays. And he's very specific. Mushrikeen, the people who do shirk, the pagans, the Christians, they're doing their own shirk. They're worshipping these saints, these devils. We don't do that kind of thing. They're worshipping multiple gods. We don't do that type of thing. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever resembles or imitates, copies a group of people, I'm going to consider him as if he's one of them. Do we really want the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thinking that we're pagans?
No.
Imagine on the Day of Judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at you and he says, you know, you weren't a Muslim, you were a pagan. How heartbreaking would that be? Do we want something like that?
No,
that's why we don't celebrate Halloween, because then we risk putting ourselves with that group. There's a lot of people today, even some scholars nowadays, who say that there's nothing wrong with celebrating Halloween. But that's not true at all. Halloween directly comes from paganism. It comes from Christianity. And it comes from going against the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do we want that? I want a big no from everyone.
No!
Thank you. And one more statement. And then we'll end. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. He once prophesied, he told the future. And unlike the druids, he could actually see the future. And he said, you will follow the path of those before you until if they were to even crawl into a lizard hole, or do wrong things on the middle of the road, then you would do the exact same thing. And the Sahaba asked him, are you talking about the Christians and the Jews? He said, who else would I be talking about? Faman. So do we want to be from those people who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we are going to follow the Jews and the Christians?
No.
I want a big no from everyone.
No.
Good. So are we going to go against the? Are we going to go against them? Everyone say yes.
Yeah.
Shh. Thank you. Jazakallahu khairan for your time. I really appreciate this. If anyone has any very quick questions, we can answer them. Yes. Phantoms are ghosts. Yes. What happened? No, they're both haram. Christmas also celebrates Christian stuff. Yes. Yes, Hanif. Huh? You're close to it. Yes. Druid was, they called their priests, and they're related to the Samhain Celtics. The Day of Dead in Mexico? That's a little bit after, but it is pretty related. Yeah. Yes. Trick-or-treating comes from the idea of, oh, I forgot to mention that. During the Christian holiday of All Saints Eve, they had an idea of souling, where the Christian kids would go around going to the people and they would say, give us food. That's where, so it's a Christian practice. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't like people begging for the heck of it. Hadith in Abu Dawud mentions that. Time is up. Jazakallah khairan for your time. Ibad, if you want to come up and give an announcement.